It almost has a 1940s feel. We have all of these beautiful photographs of the gardens back in the day, and you can still see families out on Sunday, little girls in dresses, artists painting, photographers documenting our blooms. It is wonderful.
You're celebrating the centennial. Tell me about the history of this place.
Well, Guilford is part of the Roland Park Company District, along with Roland Park and Homeland and Original Northwood and others. And our first lots were actually made open for inspection by the public in May of 1913. So May of 2013 is our grand kickoff. We are jumping the gun a bit. Our kickoff is actually this Sunday with a grand tour, April 28th. From 10 to 5, we have already sold over 800 tickets, and we are expecting perhaps as many as 2,000. We have some amazing houses, including the Grace Hill Turnbull House and the Ogden Nash House, and so many others, as well as the restored Second Presbyterian Church. And all the money that we raise benefits these Sherwood Gardens.
Tell me about the gardens themselves, the history of this particular place. Who owns this now? Is this a community effort?
Sherwood Gardens actually never should have happened. It happened quite by accident. Many people look at this and think, oh, this must have been planned from the inception. But not at all. Originally, when Guilford was laid out by the Roland Park Company, what is the core, 6 3/4 acres of Sherwood Gardens today, was Stratford Green. And Stratford Green was designed as a heavily treed green space with some walks and a little wading pool for the community. And it was laid out by the Olmsted brothers. We have seen some of their designs that they intended for this space. And what happened was John Sherwood tried to buy a piece of property in Roland Park, and he could not purchase that property. So he switched and instead bought a large parcel, in fact several lots, on the house that was his house, Sherwood Mansion, now fronts on Highfield Road, but also his grounds incorporated several adjacent plots. And he built that house, and once it was completed, started working on his gardens. And over the years, his gardens encroached bit by bit into this community space, and eventually he started planting, and there's the magic word, tulips, in the 30s. Little bit by little bit, he planted more and more and more tulips. And one day, he opened his window and his gardener said, "We have visitors." Random, uninvited visitors, but they were the most well-behaved visitors that it actually became the tradition. Even though it was at the time privately owned by John Sherwood and then community owned for the rest of the space, it became an annual pilgrimage for people to visit these gardens.